This is Breakfast on 91.3 FM, the voice of the Cape, where the kind compliments of California Spur Wiz get more. Call 021-370-467. Now remember, of course, to SMS as many times as you wish. California Spur and your name, you send it through to 47913. And that, of course, gets you into the draw for free breakfast, lunch or supper. We're in the final stretch of the show. Now, last week, we spoke about how to survive January. This week, I'd like to continue this discussion, but with a little bit of a twist, when we're looking at basically choosing a reputable debt counselor. Mushfika Botha is Head of Research and Consumer Education at National Debt Advisors. She joins us online. Mushfika, as always, shukran so much for joining us.
Assalamu alaikum to you and your listeners.
Wa alaikum salam. Now let's just kick it off. You know, people are probably asking, what is debt counseling? How does one go about it? At which point does one actually consider debt counseling?
That's one of the best questions that you could have asked, because very often people only consider the options with regards to a bad financial situation when it is too late, when a creditor has already taken legal action against them. People should realize that once they are feeling the pinch, once they can see that the expenses are starting to creep up on their income, much less go past their income, where the income is not enough for the expenses. Once they can see that the bigger portion of the income is going towards servicing their debt, that is when they must say, you know what, I have a problem. I have to acknowledge that there is a problem, and now I've got to do something. And then they can look at debt counseling as an option. But again, we have to do it. We have to be proactive about it. Like we've said in the previous shows and on previous platforms, you know what? Do yourself a favor. Go to your emails. Have a look at those statements. See what is happening on your account. Have a look at what your balances owing are. Have a look at if you've skipped payments, how many months. You know, don't put your head in the sand. You can't be in denial about this.
Now, Mushfika, social media in itself, you know, when you look at Facebook, you look at Instagram, you look at Twitter, you look at, you open up the web browser and you see all these debt companies, the debt counseling companies that are all over the place. One word that comes to mind, I mean, when somebody is in a financial situation, the only thing they want to do is to get out. And like, and even if they take your advice, you know, as it stands, not to bury their heads in the sand, etc. And they basically just looking at options to get out of this. But one word that plays a pivotal role in, you know, looking for the for the proper debt counselor is the word reputable. How does one know when a company is a reputable debt advising company?
I think that the word that we should be looking for with debt counseling is concerned is actually the word registered. Registered is a very, very important word. The most important thing to do when choosing a debt counselor is to ensure that they are registered with the NCR, which is the National Credit Regulator. You can go onto the National Credit Regulator's website and go look at a register of the registrants of registered debt counselors. Only a registered debt counselor may take you through the process of debt review. So to start out with, if your debt counselor is not registered, then that's a no-no. If you can't find him on the NCR list of debt counselors, just leave it completely. Just don't even call them back. Don't even respond to them. But that's vitally important. But then we also know that people are at the most vulnerable when they are in this bad financial position. And like in any industry, there are good ones and there are bad ones. You know, you get good attorneys and you get bad attorneys, and you get good plumbers and you get bad plumbers, and you get, service providers that appear often, you get service providers who give you excellent service. Right. And I must say that the very same applies to debt counselors. But something that you have to do is say, okay, so you can go and also, once you've found a debt counselor on the NCR website, go to their website. So, for instance, if you go to the NCR website and you find a debt counselor, and this debt counselor is at National Debt Advisors, go to National Debt Advisors' website. Make sure that the place exists. Make sure that it's an actual company. More than anything else, you know, use Google Maps. Make sure that the address that your death counsel is giving you actually exists, because far-fetched as it may sound, we have had death counselors who don't exist, taking people's money and then not giving them the service that they need. We have had death counselors who have been unscrupulous in their dealings with consumers. And like I'm saying, I don't think it's an indictment of the entire industry. It isn't. There are very, very many death counselors who do fantastic work and who do help people become debt-free. But unfortunately, there are those who don't. Something that you should also be aware of, I would say, when choosing a debt counselor, is to make sure that they are not a hole-in-the-wall company. Mm. If it's possible, go to the offices. Go and check them out. See who they are. See what the scope of the business is. Because you want to have a debt counselor that is able to send you a statement each and every month. You want to have a debt counselor who you can get a hold of anytime during business hours. You don't want somebody who's got only one person manning the phone, and when that person is sick for 2 weeks, nobody's there to help you. Right. You don't want that. You want to have a company that there is backup, that you know that if something goes wrong with somebody, if the person that you've been dealing with at the company is no longer there, it's not a problem. Your matter will still be seen to. Mm. I think it's vitally important that consumers realize that they have a huge role to play when it comes to the debt counseling process. They have to keep the debt counselors on their toes. Like with anything, if they have to hold their debt counselor accountable. Mm. Also, consumers are paying with Debt Review. Consumers pay their payments into a PDA, which is a payment distribution agency. Mm. You have the right as a consumer to be chatting to your debt counselor regularly and saying, hey, please, I need proof to show that my payments have been made to the payment distribution agency. Hey, I've been paying this account now for the last 12 months. I see that it's nearly done. When I'm done paying this account, where will that money go to? Are we going to allocate it to another account? You know, we have to be doing all those sorts of things. So when, if a creditor calls you, which they're not supposed to, they're supposed to keep in touch with your debt counselor. But if anything goes wrong and your creditor calls you, you at least have some measure of control, right? Because you kept control over it. But just by also sort of handing everything over to your debt counselor and saying, you know what, okay, that's your job. You do that. Mm. You do lose control over your finances, and that's never a good space to be in.
Right. Now, Mushrika, you know, let's look at a scenario, for example, where somebody has paid up, you know, the amount of debt that the person has gone into. You know, the person has now found that they've basically paid up all the debt, but the debt counselor says, no, actually, you've got another few months to go. You know, is that sort of legal? If you go into a 100,000 rand debt agreement with your debt counselor, is that 100,000 the only amount of money that you're going to pay, or is the additional fees and everything else goes with it to push that 100,000 rand to 150,000 rand, for argument's sake?
Well, you must know that when you go under debt review, the term in all probability does get lengthened. Your interest rate does get lowered to make you be able to, initially be able to afford the lower repayments. But the interest accumulates. And this is something that I think people need to be very clear, and they need to be asking their debt counselors about this all the time. People need to be clear as to how much interest they are paying at the end of the day. How much would they be paying, you know, once they've paid the debt? I think what happens is that people are just so relieved. They are just so relieved, right, when they get to a debt counselor and the debt counselor gives them a restructured plan. I mean, I see that at National Debt Advisors each and every single day. I see over-indebted people who are just, they come in, and once the debt counselor has given them a restructured plan, and they go from paying 4,000 rand a month to 2,300 rand a month on unsecured debt. That's a massive weight off their shoulders. That's a huge amount that they don't have to be paying, but they do not take into account that there is interest, there are fees, and there are other things attached to that. And I do think that it's vitally important that whoever you choose as your debt counselor, that you sit with him and you ask, it is your right. You are paying a debt counselor to go under the process of debt review so that your payments may be lowered, your term lengthened, and you do have a little bit of, you have some breathing space. But ask the questions and stay involved. And more than anything else, Lam, I must say that it is vitally important that people who go under debt review keep up with their payments. They need to keep up with their payments. The easiest thing, the worst thing to do is to skip payments under debt review, because your creditors, who are already giving you grace by allowing your payments to be lowered, are going to pounce swiftly and harshly once you miss a payment.
Now, Mushfika, I've got to wrap up very shortly. But would it be advisable before going into debt review to perhaps try and make an arrangement with your actual creditors? Because the advantage of being under debt review also, it allows you not to get any judgments against your name, etc. So it's a sort of a catch-22, isn't it?
Look, debt review, like any other process, has its pros and its cons. The pros of debt review, one of the biggest advantages of debt review is that normally by the time you go into debt review, you've already started receiving messages and telephone calls and from your creditors needing to know, okay, when are you going to pay and what are you going to pay? This, that, that, and the other. And that can be very, very stressful. Once you are under debt review, all of that burden gets transferred to your debt counselor. If you're under debt review, your creditors are not going to be able, shouldn't be contacting you. They should be contacting your debt counselor. Once you're under debt review, especially if you have a court order in place and you are making monthly payments, then no legal action can be taken against you by the creditors. So most importantly, your assets are safe from repossession. That's a big one.
Right.
But one then must also say, depending on the type of debt that you have, do you want to make arrangements with your creditors and not go under debt review? You do have that option. You do have the option of trying to get a hold of your creditors, but obviously none of the protections of debt review then apply. My gripe with dealing directly with creditors is always as follows, is that by the time I get to the point of knowing that I can't afford my monthly repayments and I have to get in touch with my creditors, it takes so much money in phone calls and it takes so much time for somebody from my creditors to actually say, yes, this is what we can do. This is what we can, this is what you can do. We can give you a payment, you can pay less to us over the next 3 months. Have you tried calling a creditor, Gulam?
No, I haven't.
You know, if you try calling a creditor, just trying to get through to the correct number, trying to get through to somebody who understands exactly what your problem is, trying to get through, that can take up to 150 rands worth of airtime a day. And it's on for one account. And if you've got 5 or 6 accounts, if you've got 5 or 6 people that you have to phone and you have to make this arrangement, it does sort of make sense to say, you know what, I'm going to take all of this. I'm just going to let somebody else do it for me. Because debt counselors and creditors are in contact all the time. So it's easier for them to be calling and to be sending emails and to be making arrangements. So that's always my concern when you do something with directly with a creditor. I would say that if you do make any arrangements directly with your creditor, make a note of it. Write down exactly the time that you called them, on the date that you called them, who you spoke to and what you said, and keep it somewhere, because that's going to be your point of reference.
Right. Mushfika Bota, as always, lovely chatting to you. Shukran so much for your time this morning on Breakfast 91.3, and all of the very best to you and your team.
Shukran so much, Kulam. Shukran for having us.
And that's the voice, of course, of Mushfika Bota, who is the Head of Research and Consumer Education at National Debt Advisors. That's also where we're going to have to leave it. It's been wonderful being in your company. Sabira is back tomorrow, inshallah. It's also the start of the 2020 academic year. All the best to our little ones, to our learners. Make the most of it, inshallah. It's been wonderful being in your company. But nonetheless, after the 9 o'clock news, the juice of the day will be scheduled, inshallah, so you can get ready for that. From myself, Ghulam Fakir, have an absolutely beautiful day. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.